Have you ever wondered what the old metal building is near to Upper Mills? This is where our ghost walk has taken us next. George William Sibley, headmaster of Wycliffe College, wanted his boys to have access to a broad range of physical activities, and this included rowing and canoeing. By 1889, he was paying the Stroudwater Company for the right to have 4 boats on the canal at Stonehouse. Wycliffe boys continued using the canal for boating well into the 20th century. And in the 1920s, the old boathouse was demolished and replaced by the one you see today. Here, boats were stored on dry land, there were changing rooms above, and facilities including diving boards. Eventually, in the 1930s, the school opened a new rowing centre at Saul Junction, and the old boathouse was just used as a base for swimming and diving. The boys evidently enjoyed getting out onto the water, but their antics did lead to some complaints from the canal manager and Mr. Sibley.
Boys! Stop what you're doing immediately. Come here. I need to speak to you.
Yes, sir. What is it, sir?
We didn't do it, sir. I promise.
What didn't you do, boy?
Nothing. We didn't do nothing, did we?
No, me and him. We didn't do nothing.
That's not what this letter says. It's from the manager of the canal. I shall read it to you. Dear Mr. Sibley, I should be glad if you would kindly give instruction to the young men using your boats not to row around the ocean and splash the water with oars. Boys, stop it! That's not all. Listen. As by doing so, they interfere with the holders of angling licenses, and there are a number who will not be purchasing tickets in consequence. It is not funny. No laughing matter at all. Do you wish to keep using the boats, or shall we give it up for good,
No, sir.
We wouldn't want that, sir. Sorry, sir.
Yeah, sorry, sir.
I will give you one last chance, but it must be your last. Promise me you won't bother the anglers.
We promise.
Yeah, we promise.
And you must stop doing whatever it is you're doing to the banks as well. I've already fielded a number of complaints about part of the bank sliding into the water. And as for that business under the bridge, God, I'm not sure our reputation as a school will ever recover.